KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. It's some high school wrestling action around the area last night. Atlantic was part of a Hawkeye 10 Conference double duel last night. It was Atlantic downing St. Albert 60-15. Also, Glenwood edging Atlantic 39-36, and Glenwood beating St. Albert 66-11. In high school basketball last night, AHST topping Nishnabotna 68-37 in boys hoops. Also in boys action, it was Tri-Center edging Riverside 49-48. IKM Manning beating Maple Valley 63-53. Lawton Bronson over West Harrison 73-45. In girls hoops, Red Oak beat Clarinda 61-39. It was IKM Manning over Maple Valley 64-61. Tonight we have high school boys basketball for you here on the radio, as Atlantic will play at Glenwood tonight. Glenwood took care of Atlantic earlier in the Hawkeye 10 Conference season. Atlantic will try to hand back that favor tonight on the road, and we'll have all the action for you here on KJAN. You can listen at AM 1220 and FM 101.1. You can also check it out online at KJAN.com. We're always streaming live. You can also listen on your smartphones if you've downloaded the KJAN app, and we'll have the game for you live in video fashion as well tonight. Just go to the TV page at KJAN.com. You'll be able to check out live streaming video of that ball game. 7:30 is the start time tonight. We're on the air before that to get you ready for basketball. That's Atlantic at Glenwood, live tonight here on KJAN. Well, the weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball poll out late yesterday afternoon looks like this. In Class 4A, it's Dubuque Senior on top with Bettendorf, North Scott, Iowa City West, and Ankeny Centennial, the top five. They're followed by Southeast Polk, Des Moines North, Waukee, Sioux City North, and West Des Moines Valley. In 3A, Harlan remains number one rated with Clear Lake, Dubuque Wallert, Dallas Center Grimes, and Carroll, the top five. Bishop Heelan Catholic, Solon, Central DeWitt. Also, Fort Madison and MLC Floyd Valley round out the rest of the poll. In 2A, it's Western Christian, Western Dubuque, West Fork, New Hampton, and PCM, the top five. St. Edmund, East Sac County, Sioux Center, Iowa City Regina, and IKM Manning rounding out the top ten. And in the small school poll, Lamar's Galen Catholic is number one, Newell Fonda is two, West Lyon, Nottoway Valley, and Dunkerton round out the top five, with Lamoni, Belmond Clemmie, Keota, Jessup, and Keosauqua Van Buren rounding out this week's top 10. Well, cold shooting plagued Iowa State in a home loss to 15th-ranked Kansas last night. The Cyclones connected on only 31% from the floor, including 4 of 25 from three-point range in a 77-70 loss. The Jayhawks took control by outscoring ISU 9-0 to start the second half. They also out-rebounded the Cyclones 50-33.
We had some, I thought, very good looks that, you know, we normally knock down. And, you know, all our guys, I mean, we shoot 31% and 16 from three and miss 12 free throws, and we're right there. I mean, you know, that should say something. I mean, that should tell your guys that you got a heck of a team. And, you know, even though you can't play much worse on the offensive end, you still got a chance to win. And that's one positive we'll take out of this one.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. The Cyclones hung around in part because of 24 Kansas turnovers.
That's the only thing that kept us in the ball game. That got us all those extra possessions. And, you know, and then we got 16 offensive rebounds. You know, we didn't, they got 15 as well, but, you know, we got 16 of them. And that shows you're playing hard. I mean, when you turn them over 24 times and you get 16 offensive rebounds, I think 13 of those in the second half. You know, that shows effort. We had a couple bad stretches. I mean, you had that first out of the gates again, and then the second half, you know, where I thought we let a few things bother us, and, you know, unfortunately they took advantage of it, and that's what great teams like Kansas do.
Well, Hoiberg says the Cyclones did not play well enough to earn that victory.
Kansas is playing as well as any team in the nation, I think, right now. And, you know, when you give those teams extra shots at the rim, and when you, you know, you're not taking care of the ball, you know, then you dig that hole, and you can't have any lulls in the game like we did tonight.
Iowa State fell behind early. They were down 11 at the outset.
We came out of the gates. We were walking the ball up the floor, and that's not us. We don't walk the ball up the floor, and we're not very effective when we do. And our spacing wasn't good. Once we got going, you know, we were scoring, especially in that last 13-14 minutes of the first half. You know, that's the pace we got to play with. We're not a team that walks the ball up the floor, and we aren't going to be very effective when we do that.
Well, 2 days after being carried off the court at Oklahoma with an ankle injury, DeAndre Kane returned and led ISU with 21 points, while Melvin Edgem added 15. The Cyclones fall to 14-2 overall. They're 2-2 in Big 12 conference play after that contest. Second-ranked Syracuse remains one of four undefeated teams in Division I men's basketball after escaping an upset bid by Boston College. The Orange trailed 51-46 with just over 10 minutes left before reeling off a 16-1 run over the next 3.5 minutes to earn a 69-59 triumph over the Eagles in Boston. Also, number 23 Duke barely avoided losing for the third time in its last four games as Rashid Suleiman hit the go-ahead three-pointer with 18.8 seconds left to help the Blue Devils down Virginia 69-65 at Durham. Well, the top 25 AP poll yesterday released shows Arizona still on top. They got 61 first-place votes. Syracuse got the other four. They're ranked second. Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Wichita State are the top five. Villanova, Florida are 6 and 7. Iowa State moved up a notch this week to number 8. Oklahoma State and San Diego State round out the top 10. Ohio State is 11, Baylor 12, Kentucky 13, and Iowa moves up 6 spots this week in the poll. The Hawkeyes check in at number 14. Kansas is 15, then it's UMass, Memphis, Louisville, Cincinnati, and Creighton is number 20 this week as they move into the poll. The final portion of the poll has Colorado, Pittsburgh, Duke, St. Louis, and then Oklahoma and UCLA tied for the 25th spot this week. In the NBA last night, it was Toronto over Milwaukee 116-94, Houston beat Boston 104-92, New York over Phoenix in overtime 98-96. San Antonio beat New Orleans 101-95, it was Washington over Chicago 102-88, Dallas beat Orlando 107-88, and Utah 118-103 winners over Denver. In the National Hockey League, Calgary beat Carolina 2-0, it was Columbus over Tampa Bay 3-2, Winnipeg beat Phoenix 5-1, and Los Angeles 1-0 over Vancouver. Well, former Iowa defensive coordinator Norm Parker has died. He was 72 years old. School spokesman Steve Rowe told the Associated Press yesterday that Parker died early on Monday. Parker began his college coaching career in 1968. He made stops at Wake Forest, Minnesota, Illinois, East Carolina, Michigan State, and Vanderbilt. He spent his last 13 seasons at Iowa, where he developed a reputation as one of the country's top coordinators. The Hawkeyes were often built around Parker's fundamentally sound defenses. The Hawkeyes finished in the top 10 nationally in scoring defense 4 times under Parker, who retired after the 2011 season. Parker was born in Hazel Park, Michigan, and played at Eastern Michigan. Iowa State offensive coordinator Mark Mangino signed a 2-year contract worth $725,000. Mangino's deal, which he signed last week after being hired by the Cyclones, will pay him $350,000 for the 2014 season and $375,000 in 2015. Mangino was the head coach at Kansas from 2002 to 2009. He reached a $3 million settlement with the Jayhawks following allegations of player mistreatment. Mangino spent 3 years away from football before joining FCS school Youngstown State as an assistant in 2013. Arizona All-American running back Kadeem Carey will forego his final season of college eligibility to enter the NFL draft. The hard-hitting running back led the nation in rushing in 2012. Last season, he gained 1,885 yards, averaging 5.4 yards per carry. Carey leaves as the university's all-time leading rusher. He owns or shares 26 Arizona single-game season and career records. Carey gained at least 100 yards in each of his final 16 games. LSU's top rusher and receiver are entering the NFL draft, along with one of the Tigers' starting offensive linemen, sophomore running back Jeremy Hill, junior receiver Jarvis Landry, and sophomore right guard Trey Turner have confirmed their intentions to turn pro. Hill has played 2 seasons at LSU and was the Tigers' leading rusher each season. Also joining the draft will be Stanford All-American junior guard David Yankee after he helped the Cardinal establish one of the top offensive lines in the country. Well, Ken Wisenhunt is an NFL coach again. Wisenhunt is leaving the San Diego Chargers to become the head coach of the Tennessee Titans. The 51-year-old Wisenhunt spent 6 years coaching Arizona and took the Cardinals to their only Super Bowl in 2009. He was fired December 31st of 2012 with a record of 45-51 in the regular season, 4-2 in the playoffs. Wisenhunt was serving as the Chargers' offensive coordinator. The Denver Broncos will be without cornerback Chris Harris Jr. for the remainder of the NFL postseason. Harris tore the ACL in his left knee during Sunday's win over San Diego in the AFC Divisional Series. And Alex Rodriguez is keeping his attorneys very busy. The New York Yankees third baseman has sued Major League Baseball and its players' union, seeking to overturn a season-long suspension. Arbitrator Frederick Horowitz ruled that there was clear and convincing evidence that Rodriguez used 3 banned substances and twice tried to obstruct the sports drug investigation. As part of the lawsuit filed Monday in federal court in Manhattan, Rodriguez made public the 33-page decision. Earlier in the day, a federal judge turned down a request by Rodriguez to leave portions of the decision under seal. Rodriguez lawyers had feared filing the complete version might lead to additional discipline from MLB. The three-time MVP was suspended for 211 games last August by Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig, and Horowitz reduced the penalty to 162 games plus any postseason games played by the Yankees this year. The Rodriguez suit comes a day after the founder of a now-closed Florida anti-aging clinic said during a 60 Minutes interview that he administered an elaborate doping program for the 14-time All-Star starting in 2010. MLB Commissioner Bud Selig told the program that Rodriguez's actions were beyond comprehension. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.